And you shall eat and you'll be satisfied. Rashi says, there's a special bracha that the bread that a person eats will be blessed once they've eaten it inside them, in the innards. Meaning a person will eat a little bit and they'll be satisfied. Sounds like some kind of ancient version of a Zempic or something like that. The truth is, it's based on a pasuk earlier in Vayikra, Parshas Bahar. That you'll eat the land will give off its fruits and you'll eat for satisfaction. You'll dwell securely on it. And if you'll say, what are we going to eat in the Shemitah year? We're not able to sow. We're not allowed to gather anything in. I will give a special bracha lachem b'shana shishis in the sixth year v'asar satvur l'sholashanim. It's only for a year where there's yovel, and you've got 2 years of Shemitah and then yovel afterwards where you can't work the land. You need a bracha v'tzivisias b'rachasi for the year, the sixth year, to be able to harvest enough for 3 years. Says the Sfan of Achaltum L'Saiva, meaning the fruit that you harvest in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle will be so nutritious, it will be so rich, that even a small amount will satisfy you. It wasn't about the quantity of the food in the sixth year, rather it was about the quality of the food. Shemaspit l'gadol k'makaten. It will be good for a big person, just like it will be satisfying, nourishing for a small person. As Chazal say in the Medrash, Eichel kimam is barach b'meyav. Person eats a little bit and it works wonders inside. And therefore, the fruits of the sixth year were able to last for the seventh and the eighth year as well. What do you see from here? If a person has a lack of bitachon, what are we going to eat? And a person's not sure. There's that lack of bitachon. You don't think that the fruit is really going to do its thing, that it's going to be able to satisfy and nourish. You'll see. In such a situation, then the produce will actually be greater. You won't benefit from the fact that having less produce will be more nourishing. You'll just have to have more produce, and then you'll see it. So it really depends. There are two layers of prophecy. The highest level is that a person will be nourished from less. The lower level, okay, so there's going to have to be more in order for you to see it, in order for you to feel it, in order for you to feel secure. This bracha of Kriya Shema, therefore, is the first one. It's the higher level. We won't need so much. We'll be satisfied with less. And that perhaps is the greatest bracha of all.